Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of John, chapter 21. John, chapter 21. We'll read verses 20 through 23 together. We'll read this passage responsively. John, chapter 21, verses 20 through 23. John chapter 21, verses 20 through 23. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is it to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die. But if I will be that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this place. Lord, thank you that not just one Sunday a year, but that every week of the year we can celebrate your birth, the virgin birth, so that we might have a Savior that could die on a cross for us, for our sins. Father, please fill our preacher with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen. Change our hearts and our lives, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Here at our church, we've already experienced a wonderful Christmas season. Our adult choir put on an amazing Christmas gospel sing at the Valley Mall, and just a fabulous, fabulous night for all of us. Our Christian school hosted its Christmas parent-teacher night with a very cute play and some fine music provided by our young people. Our ladies had their ladies' Christmas fellowship and a cookie exchange. Our teenagers went out caroling this week. They went to the hospitals and the nursing homes and gave over 500 different gifts away to people that might be forgotten during Christmas time. This year, our ladies' conference, we used the theme of a classic country Christmas, and over 7,000 gifts our church gave to all the ladies that attended. Our Christian school and our special music department just this week went uptown here in Martinsburg, put on a Christmas concert on the downtown square. Gave away free hot chocolate to the people that came to listen, and gave away some coffee from the Daily Grind coffee shop. Channel 25 was there, and we were on the news, and they did a clip about spreading Christmas cheer. The Journal was there and did an article. Then followed up with a note to the editor just a few days later. It says this, and some of you read this in the newspaper. It said that from someone, it says, I went to Martinsburg Wednesday morning. I was at the boys' club and at the library, and I heard music in the air. I walked up to where the people were singing. It was sweet, angels singing. And my heart was so heavy, but at that time I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart and save me, and he did. That happened just this week. There was another article, almost identical, where people were saved as a result of our young people singing about Jesus downtown at the square. During this month, we double our missionary support to all our missionaries on the field, because we know that this time of the year is a little tougher for them. We have Bible college students that go off to Bible college, and they work hard, and they're preparing for the ministry, and we always do a little cash gift to all of our Bible college students. Oh, we're celebrating and giving to our nurseries here over Christmas. At the end of the service today, again, we're going to take a little extra offering, and we've been gathering things for the babies and the little ones of our church. Boy, if Christmas is not all about the little ones, what is it about? And so we'll be doing that as the day progresses. Our basketball teams have gone to two holiday tournaments already this year. And so our teams and our cheerleaders, though, when they arrived with all the other teams, they had Christmas gifts. They at both tournaments, everybody in the stands received something from our teams as a gift. And the other coaches received Christmas gifts as we went to the basketball tournaments. There have been over 80 different Christmas parties here at our church, and here's one of the remarkable parts about it. So often, the parties that a Sunday school class will throw, they throw it for somebody else. I know Brother Bush's class last night threw a party for the church pianist and the organist of our church. And somebody threw a party 1 year, I know, for our Pathfinders and our Sunshiners. Those are educably slow people. Since Thanksgiving time here at our church, we have given over 2,000 pounds of potatoes away, 55 hams, over 50 turkeys. We gave away 40 Christmas trees to people that would not have a Christmas tree. Today on our buses for the poor kids that come in on the buses, we'll give over 3,500 gifts away. Tonight at our cantata, we'll sing about the Christ child. We're a church that believes in being good to people. We like giving to people. We like doing things. And probably had I not told you all of that, and there's more. I just don't have time to tell you everything going on around here. One reason for that, I don't know half of what's going on around here. Oh, but we enjoy the Christmas season. And let me tell you, if you're a member of this church, you can hold your head high about the way we treat the community and what we do for people. We serve people and we help people. Our whole goal is not to make our church look important, but our whole goal is to realize that it is people and God that's important in life. And that's what Christmas is really all about. But this morning, I do indeed have a Christmas sermon for you, but I think it's going to be a bit different. This morning, my Christmas sermon is going to take a bit of a different turn or a different twist. Because today, I'm joining forces with the Grinch. This morning, the title of my sermon is My Christmas Gift to Myself. My Christmas Gift to Myself. Today, in a special way, I will agree with Mr. Scrooge. I'm going to be a bit Scroogey today if I can. Today's sermon is all about what you can do for you this Christmas. Some of you ought to enjoy this. This is just a continuation of the other 51 weeks of the year. Today's sermon is all about what can you do for you this holiday season? What could I do for me at Christmas time? You see, in the passage of Scripture that we read earlier, there's the story from John chapter 21. We read John chapter 21, verse 20, 21, 22, 23. What we see in that story, as you read together, it was Jesus speaking with John, the disciple. Peter asked Jesus a question. Peter says to Jesus, he said, Jesus, who is it that's going to betray you? This, of course, is later on in the life of Christ. So here Peter is. He turns to Jesus. They're two adult men. And he says, Jesus, who is it that's going to betray you? Jesus says to him in verse number 22, what is that to thee? What is that to thee? Jesus was telling Peter just to take care of himself. Just take care of yourself, Peter. In verse 23, the very next verse, the Bible says this statement that Jesus made to Peter, what is that to thee? The other disciples, they start talking about it. It is actually repeated. What's repeated? Well, Jesus says to Peter, Peter, you just need to take care of yourself, or what is that to thee? The other disciples hear this, and they repeat it. They said, did you hear what Jesus just said? He just told Peter, what is that to thee? In other words, Jesus was saying, Peter, you better tend to yourself. Peter, you better take care of yourself. Peter, you better work on you. Peter, you have your hands full with your own faults. You don't need to be worrying about everybody else's faults. You see, in this passage of Scripture, the Lord is telling Peter that Peter must be busy about tending to himself, not other people. The Lord did not want Peter consumed with what other people were doing, but he wanted Peter to make sure Peter was right with God. Now, this is not talking about doing something for yourself. We're not talking about feeling sorry for yourself here. We're not talking about being stingy here. We're not talking about being self-centered here. Jesus was saying to Peter, Peter, you're worried about doing things or getting involved with others when you better get yourself right. You better take care of yourself. Now, I believe that Christmas is about others. I really do. I think Christmas is all about others. And when I made my opening comments, you can see this is a church that believes in caring for other people and serving other people. And I don't think Christmas is all about me, me, me. But may I say to you today, folks, if you don't do some things in your life, you're not going to be able to help others. Christians have to do certain things to keep themselves right with God, or they won't be interested in helping others. If Christians don't keep themselves lined up properly with God, then they're not going to be used of God to help others. Here at our church, we have many ministries that are formed to help and influence other people. But we've got to keep ourselves right with God if we are going to have a ministry that can influence others. We must combine forces with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of God to keep ourselves right with God, so then we can serve God and we can be usable to do things for others. Let me give you some verses here this morning. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse number 1, it says this: "Keep thy foot when thou goest into the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools." Notice it says, "Keep thy foot." See, I'm going to tell you about some things this morning that God tells you that you ought to do for yourself. You say, why? Why would you do that on Christmas morning? Because if you don't do certain things in regard to your life, you're going to be worthless to the cause of Christ. And if you want to serve God and you want to serve people, there's some things you'll have to do to keep yourself right with God, or you won't want to do things for others. All you'll do is what you want to do for you. You know, some people, they only at Christmas time do they dare give much of themselves. Now look, if you're only a one time of the year Christian that only gives and reaches out one time a year, you're not right with God. You need to develop a relationship with God so you're celebrating Jesus 52 weeks out of the year. So, let me give you another verse. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 10 says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might." There, notice it says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, and keep thy foot when thou goest into the house of God." John 17:9 says, "And for their sakes I sanctify myself." You see, folks, today's sermon is entitled, "My Christmas Gift to Myself." Things God says that you and I should do for ourselves. What's the result? If you'll do the things I'm about to tell you to do, you will help other people eventually. You will be used of God to do for others. There's some of you, you need to work on you. One of the greatest things you could do, one of the greatest things you could do for others is get you right with God. One of the greatest things that you could do for God is for you to get you fixed up with God. I've had a good time this week. I decided I was going to get myself some things for Christmas. This sermon's all about what I'm going to give me. Boy, this is an easy one for us to follow. The human race is so self-centered. For instance, I have a gift for me. Right there's a tag. It says, "To me from me." I have a gift for me, to me from me. Listen, let me say number one. My Christmas gift to myself ought to include me learning to give myself. My Christmas gift to myself ought to include me learning to give myself. I pull out here, it says here in my gift, it says, "Learn to give yourself." The Bible says this, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 15, it says, "Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them." God is saying to you and I, there's some things that we ought to do for ourselves and with ourselves. We have got to learn to give of ourselves. Now, you will be doing yourself a favor if you could learn to give of yourself. That's a bonus for you. Do yourself a big favor. Learn to give yourself away. Say, well, how's that going to help me? Just trust me. There are some of you, you are so depressed. I can help you out of a lot of your depression. Just get your eyes off yourself. Do yourself a big Christmas favor. Give yourself the gift of giving yourself away. Get your eyes off yourself. Cute story. One of the parents from here in our church, some good people, a dad and a couple of his kids stepped in my office this week and said, "Brother Owens," he said, "our grandparents from out of state sent some real nice big gift cards to Walmart to our children to buy themselves something with for Christmas. And our kids have decided they're going to take half and give it to some poor kids in the church." That's what it's all about. If you say, well, I would have got it all for myself, you better give yourself a good Christmas gift. You better give yourself a good Christmas gift in obeying the Scripture when the Bible says, give thyself. Give thyself. Learn to give wholly as you serve God. This verse says, give thyself wholly. Give your best. Give your best to God. I'm sure you've heard the story. A man was out in front of the store ringing a bell, and it was a bell for a Salvation Army bucket. An old bum walked by, and this man ringing the bell at the Salvation Army bucket said, what will you give to Jesus today? What will you give to Jesus? Kept on ringing the bell. The old bum walked by, looked into his pocket. He had 40 cents in his pocket. The old bum took out a nickel and threw it into the bucket, very proud of himself, and walked on. They kept on ringing the bell at the Salvation Army bucket, said, what will you give Jesus today? What will you give Jesus? The old bum looked down and he had a quarter and a dime left. He went over there, pulled that dime out and put it in the bucket. They kept on ringing the bell. What will you give Jesus today? What will you give Jesus? The old bum looked down. All he had was that quarter left. He took that quarter and he dropped it into the bucket. Now he's given his full 40 cents. He tidied his tattered garment and started to walk away. He heard the bell stop ringing because the Salvation Army worker had gotten cold and had gone into the store to warm his hands. A few minutes later, the Salvation Army bell ringer came back out, and that old bum was sitting in the Salvation Army bucket. He had finally... The old bum was sitting there in that bucket. He had finally figured out what was really important that he gave. He gave himself. You say, well, I gave money to the poor. You know what God really wants? God wants you. God wants you to give yourself. Not just a nickel, not just a dime, not just a quarter. Give yourself. Learn to give yourself away. The human race is so stingy. Hey, I've got a Christmas gift for myself. God said that I need to give of myself. One of the best things you could do for yourself is to decide to give yourself away. You know something I have got something else here. I got myself a stocking. And it's got a tag on it. It says, to me, from me. This is fun. Let's see, in my stocking, oh, it says 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, where the Bible says, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. You know what? I am going to give myself the gift of behaving myself in the house of God. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give myself the gift of behaving myself in the house of God. You listen to me. If you won't behave yourself around the church, how are you going to help other people? How are you going to help other people if you won't behave yourself? You won't be able to do it. God is saying that there's some things we ought to do for ourselves. What should we do for ourselves? We ought to give ourselves. What should we do for ourselves? Hey, we should learn to behave ourselves. This is talking about proper conduct around the church. Proper treatment of people. Listen, folks. Here's what we could do. We could all have a novel Christmas morning. We could talk about the Christ child, and I'm for that. You go back here, there's a newspaper on the back table and a national periodical. There's a sermon in there about Christmas that I put in there, and I love preaching on Christmas. If you want, we could have a novel Sunday morning and talk about the Christ child, go our separate ways, be the same people coming to church and going away from church this morning. But let me tell you something. Really what God wants is God would like for us to fix ourselves up so we could help people all year round. That means I am going to have to learn to give of myself, and I am going to have to learn to behave myself. I will give to myself the gift of behaving myself. We're talking about proper treatment of people in church. Friendliness. We're talking about learning to say to one another at church, please and thank you and you are welcome. But God said that we ought to know how to behave ourselves. These are things that we are to work on in regard to ourselves. We're to say, you're welcome. We ought to come to church looking at how we could serve everybody else. Not on how we could be served. If you came here today to see what everybody's going to do for you, you came with the wrong attitude. If this whole church, and I'm sure there's 1,100 or 1,200 people today here, if this whole church, if you came to see what you could get, you came with the wrong attitude. You were to come to see what you could give. You were to come to see how you could serve the rest of the people. You say, Brother Owens, this is an exciting church. It's so homey. It's so pleasant. And I'll tell you why. Our attitude is not what do we get out of it. It's what can we put into it. Amen. You should always want to be proper in your behavior at church and around God's people. That means you ought to give yourself the gift of proper behavior in church. We're talking about forgiveness. We're talking about getting that revenge out of your life and getting that jealousy out of your life and that gossip out of your life and that competitiveness around the other church people out of your life. Hey, do something big for yourself this Christmas. Behave yourself at church. You say, why? Why? Why should I do that? I'll tell you why. If you can behave yourself, you will then qualify with God to help other people. And that's what Christmas is all about. The reason why some do not serve God like they could is because they have not learned to give of themselves and they have not learned to behave themselves, and therefore they limit how much God can use them. Christmas is not just about giving on December 25. The whole life of Jesus Christ was about our learning to give of ourselves and to behave ourselves so we can help other people. We should never want to cause disunity in the church. We should give of ourselves. We should learn to behave ourselves. And I have a gift for me today. It's big. It's important. I've given me the gift of behaving myself because God said, but if I carry long that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself. See, only you can give you the gift of behaving yourself. I can't make you behave in the church. You've got to do that. It's something that you're going to have to do with God's help for you. And so, you know, you say, Brother Hans, are you trying to protect the church? No, I'm trying to protect you. Because if you don't behave yourself and you don't learn to get along with the other people in the church, you'll leave. You'll get crabby. You won't forgive. You'll say, I'm getting out of here. I can't take it. Why don't you grow up and give the gift of behaving yourself in the church? That's good for you. You're more apt to stay in the will of God that way. Hey, I think I have another gift for me. And I am... Oh, yeah. I have a gift for me in this gift bag. And this one, it says... Oh, it says here... Let's see... It is the gift of 1 Timothy 4:7. It says, but refuse profane and old wives' fables and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. I am to exercise myself unto godliness. Did you know something? You're the only one that can exercise yourself unto godliness. I can't give you the gift of godliness. You have to do that yourself. I can't give you the gift of good behavior. You have to do that yourself. I can't give you the gift of giving yourself away. You have to do that yourself. I'm telling you a Christmas gift that you have to give you and nobody else can give it to you. I can't give you the ability to be godly. You must choose to be godly for yourself. And so here, I found another Christmas gift for me. I am going to give me myself, and God said that I need to take care of this myself. What is it? Get the sin out of your life. Let me do you a favor today. Get the sin out of your life. Say, well, Brother Owens, I want to hear about Christmas. I'm telling you more about Christmas than what you realize right now. This is not all about the fat man in the red suit. This is really not all about candy canes. It's about Jesus. Stop playing religion and stop and realize Jesus Christ is for us 365 days a year. We're not here to play church. We need, somebody here needs to give to yourself a Christmas gift. You say, what is it? That you will become godly now that you're saved. To who have you lied this week? From who have you stolen this week? Have you stolen the tithe from God? Is it the sin of not being faithful to church that is prevalent in your life? Maybe it's the absence of something you ought to be doing. You won't be godly unless you'll read your Bible. You won't be godly unless you pray. You won't be godly unless you tell others about Jesus Christ. You won't be godly unless you're faithful to church. You won't be godly unless you give to God. Hey, give yourself a gift. Give yourself, the Bible says, exercise thyself unto godliness. I can't make you godly. Your wife can't make you godly. Your husband can't make you godly. Your parents can't make you godly. Your children can't make you godly. God can't make you godly. You have got to choose to let God do it. You need to give yourself a gift today. You need to pop open a Christmas gift and say, you know what? I am going to exercise myself unto godliness. You see, my Christmas gift to myself includes me learning to give of myself. Why? That's best for me. My Christmas gift to myself is me learning how to behave myself. Why? That's best for me. My Christmas gift to myself is my learning to exercise godliness in my life. Why? That's best. That's good for me. All these things I'm telling you, these are not stingy things. These things are all about other people. You won't be used of God until you can learn to give yourself away. You will not be used of God until you learn to behave yourself in the church. You will not be used of God until you have decided that you will exercise godliness in your life. You see, that's what Christmas is all about, others. All sorts of religious and churches today are putting on the dog about Christmas. You know something? We ought to be putting on the dog 52 weeks out of the year and living right 52 weeks out of the year and living godly 52 weeks out of the year. Not just one day. The things I'm telling you, they will change your life 365 days a year, not just once. I think I have another gift for myself here. It's in this little, it's got poinsettias, it's a little decorative tin, and then I open it up, and in here, it says this. Oh no, here's a gift, it says, to me, from me. I've been thinking to myself this week. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, take heed unto thyself. Take heed unto thyself. You know something? I'm gonna give myself the gift of taking heed unto myself. Did you know something? You are your own worst enemy. You are your own worst enemy. You know what some of you could do for yourself for Christmas? Decide to get yourself under control. Emotionally, get yourself under control. I can't do it. Your family can't do it. There's only one person that can get you under control. It's you and God. And God won't even be able to do it unless you're going to let Him. You see, my Christmas gift to me is going to take me taking heed to myself. You see, this is something that I can give myself that nobody else can give me. John Doss can't help me to get under control. Joshua Owens can't help me to get under control. I'm going to have to get me under control. Me and the Holy Spirit of God are going to have to work together to get me under control. It's time for some of you to give yourself the gift of getting yourself under control emotionally, financially, spiritually. What have you been allowing yourself to do wrong? You know, if you want to live godly, it's you that's going to have to get you under control to get the sin out of your life. You need to start demanding of yourself goodness. You all believe about peace on earth? Goodwill toward man. You should demand of yourself goodness in life, not just a few days before Christmas. If you thought that throwing a buck in the Salvation Army bucket out at Walmart could ease your conscience for your stinginess the rest of the year, boy, I can't imagine how that took care of the way you lived the rest of the year. We should be demanding of ourselves goodness all the time. We should force ourselves to live right, live according to the old black book. With the Holy Spirit's help, you'll be able to control yourself. I've given myself the gift. I'm going to do something for me that no other human being can do. And with the help of God, I'm going to learn to take heed unto myself. You see, you could give yourself a Christmas gift. Oh, I realize Christmas is usually all about others, all about others. And indeed, this sermon is as much about others as any sermon is. And I'll tell you why. Because, my friend, if you don't learn to give of yourself, and if you don't learn to behave yourself in the church, and if you don't learn to exercise godliness in your life, and if you don't take heed unto yourself and get yourself under control, what good are you going to be to anybody else? The only way you're going to do something for other people with your life, not just at Christmas time, you are going to have to take heed of yourself. You're going to have to get control of your life. You're going to have to begin to behave yourself. You're going to have to learn to get the sin out of your life. Hey, look, the Christian life is 24/7, 365 days a year, not just in between Thanksgiving and New Year. It's all the time. I decided I'd give myself some things for Christmas. Over and over again, the Bible talks about things that I'm to do for myself. These things aren't stingy. No, these things are good for me. But these things are good for the cause of Christ. These things are good for other people. Hey, there's some of you, your husband needs you to give yourself these gifts that I'm talking about this morning. There's some of you, your wife needs you to give yourself these things I'm talking about this morning. Somebody out there in the world that doesn't even know Christ need a whole bunch of Christians to give themselves these gifts. You need to put the tag of behaving yourself, and it ought to say, from me, to me. And you know what? A whole bunch of people would benefit from what you give yourself for Christmas. I have another gift in here. The nice snowman box. I picked it out myself. You say, why? Well, it's a gift to me. Right there on the tag, it says, to me, from me. Let's see what I find in here. In this gift this morning, it says, save myself from self-inflicted failure. Listen, the Bible says, take heed unto thyself, there's the word, unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. You know what that verse is saying? The Bible's saying, if you'll do what the Bible says, you will save yourself. That does not mean save yourself from hell. You don't save yourself from going to hell. Jesus Christ is the Savior. This is talking about salvaging your life. If you'll do what the Bible says, you can salvage your life. And you know, I can give myself a gift. I'm the only one that can keep myself from destroying myself. I have here, I'm going to give myself, I'm going to be careful that I do not inflict self-caused failure in my life. You know something, folks? Most of you, now some of you, church is a bit new to you, you've not been around church a lot, but there's a bunch of people here, you know what the Bible teaches, you know how you're supposed to live. Why don't you stop doing the things that cause you to fail? You're the only one that can stop you from doing the things that are causing you to fail. Now, I'm the pastor, but I can't stop you from doing the things that are causing you to fail. You've got to stop you from doing the things that will cause you to fail. Right. Leaving God out of your life. You know how many people leave God out of their life? Right. You ask them if they're Christian, they say, oh yeah, saved. Uh-huh. But are you leaving God out of your life? Do you drive off the church property on Sunday and you don't have anything to do with God on Monday or on Tuesday or on Wednesday? Maybe a month before we see you again? You are going to destroy you that way. And I say to you, how about you give yourself the gift of not destroying yourself? By what? By not doing the things that will destroy you. We self-destruct. Look, folks, anybody knows it. If you overspend, eventually that's going to destroy you. You are going to have to pay off that credit card sooner or later. You're going to have to pay that mortgage payment sooner or later. You will have to make that car payment sooner or later. Stop doing the things that are destroying you. Give yourself the gift of controlling yourself and the gift of not inflicting failure upon yourself. Look. We do things that will destroy us. If you're lazy, you're going to destroy yourself. Laziness will destroy you. Laziness at home will destroy a housewife. Laziness from work will destroy a man. There are jobs out there. Go get one. Pay your bills. Not seeking advice when you need it. That'll destroy you. Not coming to church. Now look, you don't have to be a real bright Christian. Church is where we learn to succeed. If you don't come to church, you're not going to succeed. Not finishing what you start, that'll destroy you. You need to finish some of those projects up. You need to get yourself back into church. You need to stop being lazy. You need to stop overspending. You need to stop leaving God out of your life. You need to save yourself. And we're not talking about the salvation of your soul now. We're talking about your life. Why do you keep doing the things that bring self-inflicted failure? So, you can give yourself a Christmas gift. Say, what would it be, Brother Owens? Give yourself a Christmas gift of not allowing yourself to fail. Save thyself. You see, there are some Christmas gifts that nobody else can give you. I can give me these things. Now, I can try to teach you these things, and I can try to encourage you about these things, but you are going to have to give to you these things that I'm teaching this morning. You can't get it from anybody else. It's from you, and it's got to be received by you. You see, you are going to have to learn to give yourself. Nobody can do it for you. You are going to have to learn to behave yourself in church. You are going to have to learn to live godly by yourself, for yourself. You're going to have to learn to take heed of yourself and begin to boss yourself around to do right. You are going to have to keep yourself from doing the things that cause you to fail. Nobody else can do it. I think one of the biggest heartaches for me as a pastor is I'll stand up and I'll say, whatever you do, don't do this because it'll destroy you. Within the year, I'll have a half a dozen people go out and do that very thing. And I'm thinking, oh, I just told you that that would destroy you. And now you got a tore up, messed up, goofed up life. And I'm not there to say, well, I told you so. I'm there to cry with you and weep with you and hurt with you. But hey, won't you give yourself the Christmas gift of not destroying yourself? You're the only one that can give that gift. I've got another gift for me here. Ah, it's a big one. A nice big box. Let's see what's in it. And this one. Oh, it says, keep myself pure. Why? Because 1 Timothy 5:22 says this, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. I got news for you. Nobody can keep you pure but you. This is a gift that only I can give me. A husband can't keep his wife pure. A wife can't keep her husband pure. Mom and dad can't keep you young people pure. You're going to have to choose to keep you pure. Some of you need to give yourself a gift that nobody else can give. The gift of a determination to be pure in your life. You need to have a pure mind. You need to have pure words when you speak. Your entertainment should be pure. Teenagers, young people, unmarried people, keep your body pure. You people that are married, keep your marriage pure. You should never wander outside the confines of your marriage to be with somebody else. You keep your marriage pure. You're the only one that can keep your marriage pure. Keep your home pure, parents. Keep your testimony pure, Christian. Nobody can give you the gift of purity but you. You're the one that must you decide on the gift, you put it in the package, you put on the label, this is to me, from me, I'm going to be pure. It's the only way you're ever going to get that gift. I can't give you the gift of purity. Brother Bush can't give you the gift of purity. Nobody else can give you the gift of purity. You got it from God, and you've got to keep it. It's the only way. See, I'm talking to you about what you could give you for Christmas. You could give you the gift of learning to give yourself away. You could give you the gift of behaving yourself in the church. Nobody else can do it for you. You could give you the gift of learning to live godly and getting the sin out of your life. You could give you the gift of taking heed to yourself and bringing your life under control. You could give you the gift of saving your life so you don't destroy it. You could give you the gift of purity. I can't give it. Walmart can't give it to you. Cold can't give it to you. Santa can't give it to you. You are going to have to give yourselves some things for Christmas. My Christmas gift to myself. I have something else here. I wanted to give myself a Christmas card. And I did. I picked it out. It says right on the front, to me, from me. Yep. I like these musical Christmas cards, and I wanted one, so I got me one. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. That's me singing. Not really, that's a woman's voice. That's Brother Bush singing. Isn't that a beautiful song? This is my Christmas card. To me. From me. Picked it out myself. I opened every one of the singing Christmas cards up. I got the one that sounded like Brother Bush the most. That's my Christmas card to me. Let's see. In here, oh, there it is. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 5, where the Bible says, perverse disputings of men and corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. This gift to me is the gift of learning to withdraw myself when it's time for me to withdraw from the wrong kind of people and the wrong kind of things. Did you know something? I can't make you withdraw from wrong. You can't make me withdraw from wrong. You and God are the ones going to have to work on you withdrawing from wrong. It's a gift. It's a gift that nobody else can give you. Nobody can make you withdraw yourself. So it's a gift that you must give to yourself. And I want you to remember something. All these things about fixing yourself and working on yourself. This isn't a self-help sermon. It's a other sermon. Because until you get these things together, you're never really going to be used of God to help people. You say, well, I bought a candy cane and gave it to the kid across the street. Well, la-di-da, I'm glad for you, but we're talking about changing the lives of people 365 days a year. We're to be Christians, and Christians care about people. And God said there are some prerequisites if you're going to be used to help people. And if Christmas is all about others, Jesus said to Peter, Peter said, Jesus, who is it that's going to fall away from you? And Jesus said, Peter, you better take care of yourself because you got your hands full, buddy. Peter, if you're going to do something for me, you better take care of you. And may I tell you, Peter didn't take real good care of himself. Peter ends up denying Christ himself. It was Judas that fell away and heavily, heavily betrayed Christ. But Peter was worried about everybody else. And Jesus came along and said, Peter, you keep you right and you fix you and you get you right with God. And then you can go on and do some great things. That's what Christmas is really all about. The Christmas gift to myself. I need to learn to withdraw myself. You know, we should know when to withdraw ourselves from the wrong crowd. We should know when to withdraw ourselves from the wrong entertainments. We should know when to withdraw ourselves from certain temptations. Do yourself a favor. Withdraw from the group of negative critics that would dare be around the church. Withdraw from the fakers. Withdraw. I didn't mean be unkind. You know, there are people in the public eye that they support the Lord and support the church, but in private, they're critics and disloyal. Learn to withdraw thyself. Withdraw thyself. Why? That's the best way to be used of God. You see, there's a Christmas gift that only you can give you. I've given some of them to you today. Let me conclude with this thought. I gave myself a Christmas gift when I was 16 years old. It was a thing called salvation. Now, this is a gift from God, but you're the only one that can receive it. Nobody can receive Jesus Christ as Savior for you. You say, well, our family, we've just been in church for years. We've always been saved. Nobody's always been saved. People are lost until they come to the knowledge of the fact that they're sinners and they need to be saved. And they realize that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. He then lived 33 and a half perfect sinless years. He then freely gave himself to be crucified. And they crucified him, put him in a grave after he died. And he got up out of that grave and resurrected. Hey, you've not always been saved. There had to be a time and a place when you realized the gospel and you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You can't save yourself. You know, someone said, what do you do for the community around your church? Now, I don't have time to list everything we do for the community around the church, but the greatest thing we do for this community is we keep people out of hell. We're not playing church here. We're getting people saved. There's no greater thing that you could do around Christmas time than keep somebody out of hell. You say, well, this is Christmas morning. What are you talking about hell for? Jesus came to die so people wouldn't have to go to hell. He's the Savior of the earth. He's the one that came to save us. Jesus would be very pleased. If you've never been saved, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, do yourself a favor today. Get saved. What a gift. Why should I? Because if you don't get saved, you're not going to be able to help others get saved. You see, everything on this Christmas list of what I've done for myself when I got saved, it made it so God could then train me and teach me so I could help go out and get other people saved. When you learn, when you give to yourself these things that God says, take care of yourself now, get control of yourself now. When you do these things, it then better qualifies you to go out and help others, because we say that's what Christmas is all about. Learn to give of yourself. Learn to behave yourself in the church. Learn to live godly. Learn to take heed to yourself. Learn not to self-inflict failures. Learn to keep yourself pure. Learn how to withdraw yourself when it's time to withdraw yourself. And if you've never been saved, you better decide today, you know what, I'm going to trust Jesus as my Savior, and you're on your way to be able to help a lot of people someday. It's my Christmas gift, or gifts, to me. And I'm the only one that can give these gifts to me. You can't give them to me. I can't give them to you. With God's help, you can do what God told you that only you can do for you. So, my Christmas sermon today is entitled, My Christmas Gift to Me, or to Myself. I hope you'll be generous with yourself this morning. Don't cheat yourself out of some wonderful gifts that you could give yourself. Go ahead. Give these things to you. Because the end result, you'll do some great things for God, and you'll be able to help others better, because these are the keys to helping others. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? We're not talking about religion now. We're talking about Jesus. If you died today, are you 100% sure you'd go to heaven? If you say, I don't know that I'd go to heaven, then you need to be saved. Quietly, folks, quietly. If you died today, are you sure you go to heaven? If you say, I don't know that, then maybe you need to be saved today. What a great day for it. Do yourself a favor. Get saved today so you don't have to go to hell, but do somebody else a favor. You get saved today because then God could use you someday to influence a lot of people for good and for right and for wholesome living. Who here would say, Brother Owens, if I died today, I don't know that I'd go to heaven. I don't know that I'm saved. Pray for me. Would you raise your hand and say, pray for me? That's me. I'm not saved. I don't know if I die today, I'd go to heaven. I need to be born again. Good. I see that hand. Who else? You say, I don't know that I'm saved. Pray for me. Let me ask you this question. How many of you here, don't lie in church, don't lie to yourself. No one's looking but myself. How many of you would say, Brother Owens, I know I'm saved. God is my witness. I know that if I died today, I know 100% sure for a fact I'm saved and on my way to heaven. Would you raise your hand? You may put your hand down. There were many hands that were not raised. Thank you for being honest. Let me ask you again, who would say here, Brother Owen, pray for me. I'm not saved and I need to be saved. Just pray for me and I will pray for you. I'm not gonna come bother you about it, but I'm gonna ask you, are you saved? Who else would join these couple that already raised their hand? Thank you, ma'am. There's another hand. Thank you, sir. There's another hand. Thank you. There's another and another. There's another hand. Thank you. There's another hand. God bless you. Many, many hands have been raised. I am gonna pray for you. I'm gonna pray that you'll get saved. But you can do it today if you want. You can do it right now. We're gonna have an altar call. With every head bowed and every eye closed, here's what's going to happen. In a moment, I'm going to have the instrumentalist begin to play. Then the congregation's going to stand. Then the choir's going to sing. The men that are sitting on the platform are going to step down the steps, and they're going to post themselves down front of the aisles. If you're not saved, leave your seat. Walk toward the front. If you're in the balcony, just come on down. Walk toward the front. Walk up to one of the men that are standing down front and say, I want to be saved. We won't embarrass you. We'll take a Bible. And in a few minutes on this Christmas Sunday, you can trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. And you can do yourself a real big favor. Why don't you give yourself the gift of salvation today? It's a gift from Jesus, but you're going to have to receive it. And you're going to have to want it. But we invite you to come and do that. There are others here. You've heard me talk about something that you ought to do in your own life as a Christian. Maybe you need to come and use this altar. Somebody here needs to get right with God. Somebody here needs to rededicate your life this Christmas Sunday. Somebody here has been saved and you've never made it public. Somebody here has been saved and you never followed the Lord in believer's baptism. Somebody here has been saved and baptized by immersion, but you've never joined the church and you ought to come today. Again, those of you that raised your hand for salvation, you will not be the only one coming. I promise you there were many hands raised and there'll be others that will come to trust Christ. So winners, you be ready. I'll ask the instrumentalist to begin to play at this time. Let's stand to our feet.